Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all parties are on a listen-only mode until today's question-and-answer session. At that time, you will be allowed one question and one follow-up question by pressing star one. I would like to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded, and if for any reason you object to that, you may disconnect at this time. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Tom Skinner. Mr. Skinner, you may begin.
Thank you, Sydney, and thank you all for joining us today for the release of another CDC Vital Signs, this one on predicted heart age and racial disparities in heart age among U.S. adults. We're joined today by the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, who will provide some opening remarks, and then he'll be joined by Dr. Matthew Ritchie from our Division of Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention to help with your questions. Dr. Frieden.
Thanks very much for joining us, everyone. CDC works 24/7 to protect Americans and keep us healthy, safe, and secure. And while we respond to external threats like Ebola, one of our biggest threats is from right within us, our heart. Heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular disease kill nearly 800,000 Americans each year. And in each Vital Signs, we focus on a disease from the front lines of CDC science to tell you what can be done to protect and save more lives. Saving lives is our bottom line. And the bottom line for this month's report is that your heart may be older than you are. For most adults in the U.S., it probably is. In fact, half of U.S. men and nearly half of U.S. women have a heart age that's 5 or more years older than their chronological age. But there's also good news. It's easier to understand heart age than some other ways of measuring risk. To hear or know that your heart is de facto older than the rest of you is scary, and it should be, because it means that you're at higher risk of a heart attack or a stroke. But it's also empowering, because there are a few simple steps that you can take to reduce your heart age. You can't turn back the clock in general, but you can turn back the clock on your heart age. The facts in this report come from information on heart health risks from every U.S. state and facts on heart disease risk compiled over many years of the Framingham Heart Study. The Framingham Heart Study has given us much of our knowledge about cardiovascular risk and other important findings. It's interesting to note, and I have to confess, I didn't know this until a couple of years ago, but the founder of CDC, Dr. Joseph Mountain, was also the individual who conceived of and initiated the Framingham Heart Study, so it's appropriate that we have this collaboration here. This Vital Signs report boils down a huge amount of information into a simple health tool that any American can use. So what exactly is heart age? It's the age of a person's heart and blood vessels based on their personal risk of cardiovascular disease. And it's important because it gives a stark, simple picture of your future risk of having or dying from a heart attack or a stroke. Take, for example, a 53-year-old woman who finds out that her heart age is 22 years older than her chronological age, 75. And that's because she smokes or has uncontrolled high blood pressure. Or a 45-year-old man who finds out that his heart is 30 years older than he is, despite the fact that his weight is healthy because he has untreated high blood pressure, smoking, and diabetes. For that woman or that man, for every American, learning your heart age can be a clear call to take charge of your health. This is good advice for both younger and older Americans. It is never too late to turn back the clock on your heart age. We found that heart age varies by race and ethnicity, gender, and where you live. This is actually the first study of its kind to give population-level estimates of heart age, as well as differences or disparities in heart age nationally. We found that nearly 69 million adults ages 30 to 74 have a heart age that's 5 or more years older than their actual age. That's as many people as there are living in the 130 largest cities of the U.S. combined. These are people at much higher risk of a heart attack and stroke. Now, I know many of us have lost family members or friends too young to heart attack or stroke, and it's particularly tragic because in so many cases, these deaths are preventable. A previous CDC study indicates that at a minimum, at least 200,000 cardiovascular deaths a year could be avoided through better management of our risks and management of our health conditions. The fact that so many adults have a heart age above their actual age really bothers me, both as a doctor and as the CDC director. We have a tool on our website that can help people learn their heart age and take action. We sent that around to you, but cdc.gov/vital signs/heart age. There are a few facts from this report that I think are particularly important. The first relates to gender. Both men and women have an average heart age older than their actual age, but the average man's health age is 8 years older than he is. The average woman's heart age is 5 years older than she is. On average, men have a higher excess heart age than women until age 60, when women surpass men. Second, excess heart age increases with age, but even younger adults can have an average heart age that's much higher than their actual age. For example, for people age 40 to 49, men have an average excess heart age of 6 years and women of 3 years. People at any age should address their cardiovascular risk factors sooner rather than later, but it's never too late. Third, race and ethnicity. African Americans have a significantly higher predicted heart age compared to other groups, with both men and women averaging really a very distressing and truly shocking 11 years older than their actual age. There are many persistent racial disparities in cardiovascular disease, such as a much higher rate of high blood pressure among African Americans. And fourth, location. There are big geographic differences in average heart age. Heart age is typically higher or older in the southern part of the U.S. Mississippi, West Virginia, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Alabama all have the highest percentage of adults with heart age 5 years or more over their actual age, whereas Utah, Colorado, California, Massachusetts, and Hawaii have the lowest percentage. And for both men and women, excess heart age decreases with more education and household income. So it's possible to use this information to improve heart age. We can target efforts for individuals. Doctors and nurses can provide this to individuals to help them make informed choices and take action. For most Americans, it's important to remember that starting at any age can make a difference. If you choose one or two risk factors that you're ready to change, such as smoking or high blood pressure, and focus on them, you can make a big difference. Here's an example. If you take a 50-year-old who smokes, if that individual quits, they'll gain 14 years of heart life. State and local health departments can help by promoting safe walking areas and access to healthy food and promoting smoking cessation, increasing the price of tobacco products and running hard-hitting anti-tobacco ads. Doctors, nurses, and physicians' assistants can use heart age calculators to inform treatment decisions. The federal government is doing our part by requiring most health plans to cover recommended preventive services at no out-of-pocket cost. Blood pressure screening, help to quit smoking, resources in all 50 states to address and prevent chronic disease. We're also running national campaigns such as the Tips from Former Smokers campaign, which is proven to save lives and save money. Included in these efforts and really an overarching framework for them is Million Hearts, a national initiative to prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes in 5 years. We can get there by promoting prevention strategies that work, using hypertension treatment protocols, smoke-free policies, reducing sodium in our foods. Million Hearts focuses for the clinical providers, for doctors and nurses, pharmacists and nurse practitioners, on the ABCs of heart health: aspirin for people at risk, blood pressure control, cholesterol management, and smoking cessation. The Heart Age tool gives a way to understand clearly and simply what might be a ticking time bomb inside of you, but not only that, but how you can diffuse it. Thank you very much.
Sydney, I believe we're ready for questions, please.
At this time, if you do have a question, please press star 1 and record your name and outlet. Again, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 It looks like during the presentation we did have one question queue up. That will come from Eben Brown of Fox News Radio. Your line is open.
Thank you, and Dr. Frieden, thank you for doing this. A couple questions, sir. Is this hard age tool, do you think it could possibly become sort of like a pop culture thing to the point where it's not taken seriously? Or I guess the inverse of that question is how serious of a tool is it? I mean, would it be helpful to doctors to communicate with their patients? I understand the purpose behind it and why the CDC is promoting it, but does it run the risk of becoming something that's not taken seriously because it is so simple?
As a science-based organization, we look at the facts. And there's a very interesting study done by some outside researchers read by Dr. Lopez Gonzalez. And what that study found is they randomized 3,000 people into groups of 1,000 roughly each. One group got routine medical advice, what a doctor tells you you should do. The second group got a different kind of risk calculation. It's a risk score that tells you what your risk of a heart attack is in the next 10 years. The third group got the heart age. And 1 year later, people who had learned their heart age had gained 2.5 more years of healthy heart life than the group with routine medical advice, and more than a year more than the group with the risk calculation. So this is a way of communicating a fact that is a life and death fact for many people.
And a follow-up, sir. You've given examples of people who have they are of a certain age, and because of certain risk factors, they have a heart age older than their chronological age. Is it possible, the way the system works, that someone would have a younger heart age than what their chronological age is?
Not only is it possible, but nearly a third of Americans do. About 30% of Americans, and I'm pleased to say I'm one of them, has a heart age younger than their chronological age. And that's a pretty good predictor that they're not likely to have an early heart attack or stroke. It's not a guarantee, and it's not. It's a way to encourage continuing to not smoke, continuing to keep your blood pressure under control, being physically active. There are things that are really within our power. Most Americans who have ever smoked have already quit, and most Americans who still smoke want to quit. So quitting smoking, if you smoke, is the single most important thing you can do to live a longer and healthier life, and it will help the health of the people around you. Controlling your blood pressure doesn't have to be difficult. Most people with a high blood pressure can have it controlled with inexpensive once-a-day medications, and that control will dramatically reduce your risk of having a stroke or a heart attack, becoming disabled. There's a reason high blood pressure is called the silent killer. We don't have symptoms of it, but you have to have it under control to have a healthy heart.
One more follow-up, if I can. You keep mentioning smoking and high blood pressure. Obviously, these are factors. But America has been infamous around the world for an obesity epidemic. How does that factor into heart age? I don't think you've spoken about it much today.
We have seen an increase in obesity in the U.S., and that has been one thing that's been driving up the heart age, and this is why we encourage everyone to be physically active in ways that you can maintain for a lifetime. One of the things that we emphasize about weight is that both sides of the equation are important. The CDC science suggests that it's more a matter that we're eating more than that we're exercising less, but both of those parts of the equation are important, and we encourage people to eat things and do things that they enjoy doing that are healthy. So I think if you want to sustain healthy habits, find food that you love that's healthy for you with more vegetables and fruits. Find activities that you enjoy that you will continue doing, whether that's walking or dancing or doing whatever it is that you will keep at over the long haul.
Next question, Sydney, please.
Our next question will come from Mike Stobie of the Associated Press. Your line is now open.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I had two. One, I just wanted to make sure I had right the percentages of Americans who were younger at heart those who were whose heart age was about the same as their actual age, and the proportion who have heart ages that are older than their actual. You just said a third were younger at heart. How many were age and heart age were the same, and what proportion were older?
So 30% are younger,
either
at or below their heart age, and then 70% would be above their chronological age.
Okay. Thank you. And the other question was the Million Hearts Initiative. Is there a report card? How's that going? When will there be a report card on what kind of progress that initiative is making?
I'm glad you asked me that. We will have a report on that in the coming months. I think we're seeing progress in some areas, not as much as we'd like, but we are seeing some encouraging trends, and we'll have more information on that. It's going to require that more Americans quit smoking, more Americans get their blood pressures under control. Those are really two of the main drivers of heart age. For those who are not familiar, Million Hearts is an initiative from both the CDC and the U.S. government and the private sector to prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes over a 5-year period. We'd like to see more people get into that heart age at or below your chronological age. 30% is 100 million people. So it's not a – sorry, I've got that wrong.
So 100 million people have great
– Oh, sorry. Sorry, let me correct that. That's incorrect. The Million Hearts Initiative is an effort to focus both our community-wide interventions, such as smoking cessation and improved nutrition, and our clinical interventions, what I call the ABCs, aspirin, blood pressure, cholesterol, smoking, to reduce heart attacks and strokes.
Next question, Sydney.
Our next question will come from Robert Lovis of Medscape Medical News. Your line is now open.
Yes, Dr. Frieden, thanks for taking my call. Can you repeat the name of the researcher who compared outcomes for people who got routine advice versus the traditional risk score versus the heart age?
It's reference 22 in the MMWR by Lopez Gonzalez.
What was that edition?
It's if you look at the MMWR, it's reference 22.
Oh, okay, got it.
The first author's name is Lopez Gonzalez.
Excellent, thank you.
Next question, Sydney.
Just as a reminder, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1. Our next question will come from Lenny Bernstein of The Washington Post. Your line is now open.
Hi, Dr. Frieden. Thanks for taking my question. I haven't had a chance to play with the calculator yet, but in order to figure out my own personal heart age, do I need to know my own systolic blood pressure? Because that seemed to be one of the things they used in calculating it for everybody.
Yes, and we do think everyone should know their own blood pressure. There are two versions of the calculator. One, if you know your cholesterol levels, total and good or HDL cholesterol, and the other if you don't. But okay. For both of them, you have to know your systolic blood pressure,
okay.
Which I hope everyone will learn.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question will come from Dan Childs of ABC News. Your line is now open.
Thank you so much for taking my question. One of the things that I noticed when we used this calculator was that there are a number of factors that aren't necessarily accounted for. For example, cholesterol levels, racial and socioeconomic background, and some other risk factors. So given that, how accurate is this tool really by not taking into account these factors? And, to what extent is this basically designed to start a conversation rather than provide an answer?
There's always a balance between something that's simpler and something that is maybe more detailed. There are two versions of the calculator that you can get to from our website. One of them does require you to have your total and your HDL cholesterol, but these are the major cardiovascular disease risk factors that you can change. So there are other risk factors that you can't change, and that is something that's important to study and try to address, but you're not going to change your age. You can change your heart age.
Thank you.
Dr. Ritchie, do you want to say anything more about the accuracy of the calculator?
So as it's been looked across populations, and if we look at the heart age as calculated using this type of calculation, it has actually been shown to be a very good predictor of future risks for having a heart attack or stroke. So even though it maybe not include all the different variables that might risk factors that might impact your heart, ultimately it has been linked to these outcomes of interest. But that still then goes back down to the individual level when the clinician, the doctor, the nurse has that conversation with the individual patient and starts to address some of those heart risk factors that aren't specifically included within the tool.
And just one follow-up question. Is there any particular age that someone could get on this calculator that's considered, I know it goes up to age 86, but which is considered kind of the top? Is there some, like, for example, if you find that your heart age is 30 years, 40 years older than your chronological age, that's kind of the top level at which your risks are as high as they could be?
So on the Framingham Heart Study, the way that the calculator works that is that we provided online, there is a cap of 86. So no matter what your chronological age is, there's always going to be a cap of 86. So within our study, though, we kind of modified the cap for that up to 100 years of age. So there is a slight variation there in, as far as doing our population level assessment for our study.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Ritchie on the answer there.
For those on the call, Dr. Matthew Ritchie's last name is spelled R-I-T-C-H-E-Y. Sydney, next question, please.
At this time, I'm showing no more questions in the queue. If you do have a question, please press star 1 at this time.
Okay, we'll wrap it up here. I'll just summarize. The heart age is an understandable, simple tool to help people take more control over their own health, and particularly their heart health. It's never too late to turn back the clock on your heart age by doing things like quitting smoking, getting your blood pressure or cholesterol into control, getting regular physical activity, and making changes that you can continue with for the long term so you can be there for the long term. Everyone deserves to have a heart everyone deserves to be young at heart, or at least not to be old at heart. Thank you all very much for joining us.
Sydney, this concludes our call. Thank you all for joining us. We'll have a transcript of this call available on the CDC Media Relations website later, and reporters who need additional information can call 404-639-3286. Thank you.
You may disconnect at this time. Speakers stand by for post-conference.